Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, a couple of years ago, I read an article by Greg Kuchel that was entitled, Ancient Words Ever True. Greg runs an apologetic ministry called Stand to Reason. And this article proved especially helpful to me, and I want to share the contents of it with you to help you understand why we are always talking about and from the Bible here at Life Word. In our tradition of Christianity, we sing a song that says, You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. It's an appeal to the experience we have of our personal relationship with Jesus. But is that all there is? Is that enough of a credible or valid means to base our entire life upon? When people ask you if you know Jesus is alive, is it enough to say, yes, I know He's alive because of my experience? Well, experience absolutely does have its place. We've seen over and over in the book of Acts where Paul is using his own dramatic Damascus Road encounter as evidence for skeptical Jews. But experience alone is not enough. After all, lots of people have spiritual experiences. Any Mormon can tell you of his experience with Jesus, who, in their system of belief, is the created spirit brother of Lucifer. Jehovah's Witnesses have experiences of the incarnation of Michael the Archangel. New Agers experience Jesus as the ascended Hindu master. Just about anyone and everyone has had some type of quote-unquote religious experience. So does Christianity have something more to offer, something objective, rather than just subjective? Is there an authority that separates right from wrong, truth from error in the Christian tradition? Well, historically, Christians have turned to the Bible as the authoritative, objective grounds for truth. We believe that God has spoken in the ancient words of the Bible. Consider this. Hundreds of places in the Old Testament, you're going to find the phrase, Thus saith the Lord, or something very similar. The writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews affirms that God spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways. Jesus and the apostles constantly affirm the authority of the Old Testament with a simple statement when they say, It is written. They're talking about the Old Testament scriptures. The words of a text are attributed equally to human writers when it says things like Moses said, and then also to God when it says that God said. Paul reminds us that all scripture is profitable chiefly because it is inspired, God-breathed. Of course, just claiming that the Bible is authoritative does not make it so. So how do we know? Do we have any evidence that God has spoken in the Bible? Kuchel says that it comes down to this basic question. What kind of book is the Bible? He submits that there are two plausible answers, that the Bible is merely a book by man about God, or it's a book given by God through man to man. If the answer is the first, then the Bible is a record of human wisdom marked by human limitations. That's it. But if it's the second, then God is the ultimate author and His word is the last word. Further, being essentially a supernatural book, it would likely bear supernatural marks, what Kuchel calls God's fingerprints. So do we have any good reason to think that God has spoken supernaturally in the Bible? Or have men just merely given their opinions and thoughts? Well, the way to answer this question is to actually look at the Bible, these fingerprints. Does the Bible have these fingerprints? Well, Kuchel gives six evidences of supernatural authorship, and they're going to be paired with the parts of your hand so that you won't forget. So are you ready to learn these six fingerprints? Well, you'll have to wait until next time. But I want you to do something while you wait. I want you to write down what you think are some of the evidences that make the Bible a supernatural book. And then let's compare notes over the next 6 days. When you pray today, please remember John Herring and his family our missionaries in Missouri. Also, remember the Ewe Life Word broadcast throughout Benin, Ghana, and Togo.